Olaf Henderson and French Louis partners together on Bone Creek were the two largest men in the country. And though they were but half a head taller than the newcomer, between them he was dwarfed completely.
"Hello, Olaf, you're my meat, savvy that," said the one called Daylight. "Tomorrow's my birthday, and I'm going to put y'all on your back, savvy? And you too, Louis. I can put y'all on your back on my birthday, savvy? Come up and drink, Olaf, and I'll tell you all about it."
The arrival of the newcomer seemed to send a flood of warmth throughout the place.
"It's Burning Daylight,"
the Virgin cried, the first to recognize him as he came into the light. Charlie Bates' tight features relaxed at the sight, and MacDonald went over and joined the three at the bar. With the advent of Burning Daylight, the whole place became suddenly brighter and cheerier. The barkeepers were active, voices were raised, somebody laughed, and when the fiddler, peering into the front room, remarked to the pianist,
"It's Burning Daylight!"
the waltz time perceptibly quickened, and the dancers, catching the contagion, began to whirl about as if they really enjoyed it. It was known to them of old time that nothing languished when Burning Daylight was around. He turned from the bar and saw the woman by the stove and the eager look of welcome she extended him.
"Hello, virgin old girl," he called.
"Hello!"